Say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
That I have eyes that see.
That I have eyes that see.
Ears that hear.
Ears that hear.
My eyes are catching on.
My eyes are catching on.
I really do see.
I really do see.
And my heart perceives.
And my heart perceives.
This message.
This message.
Is for me.
Is for me.
Yeah. 1 John chapter 4. And kind of ironic, we're going to start with verse 13 because of what he said to me this afternoon. 1 John 4:13. And I want to stress that, you know, the Lord wants to inhabit and dwell within us. Now, he wants it from the time that we're born, but it actually activates when we're born again. Okay? We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his spirit. So when his spirit has received, we live in him and he lives in us. And if you don't have a circle around in, it might be wise to put a little circle there. We live in him and he lives in us. 14. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. You catching on there, girl, back there? And I said, oh, Holy Ghost, you tattled to Linda again. Okay? If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him. And he in God. Now, here's the clincher. We don't believe sometimes that we're living in God. We just believe he's living in us. But we're actually in him. And it takes time to understand what that really entails. When you and I are in a group of people, and there are believers around, and there are unbelievers, you're going to find that you're going to feel a lot more comfy with the believers than with the non-believers. And some of you have tasted that already, so you know. It's something you felt. I don't need to tell you about it. But if you acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in you, and he in God. There's your habitation. He is indwelling in us, and wherever we go, we are also bringing him with us. Because we're in him and he's in us. 16. So we know and rely on the love God has for us. Right, Gail?
Yes.
God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. And God in him. Oh, get a clue now. Here you have a flow of the heavenly power, which is love, versus fear, which is the demonic. So you and I may have a choice. When you're feeling angry, what have you just done? You've shut off the power of love. The minute you get angry at yourself, what are you doing? You're shutting down the Holy Spirit. You're destroying yourself because you're angry at yourself. And when you're angry at yourself, you're under a demonic spirit. Why? Because the demonic spirit wants you dead. It wants you destroyed. It wants you to be what? annihilated, of no value. Trying to confirm whatever your thinking is. Amen? So he brings in the thoughts and then he brings the emotion to fit. Yeah. And then you're in for a weird ride. And if you don't cry out for grace, what are you going to do? You're going to get depressed. And the fear tactics will destroy you. 16. So we know and rely on the love God has for us. The word rely. Why do we need to rely on his love?
Well, that'll take you through a test.
Yes. When you realize that you are able to do only so much, but when you're relying on his love for you to take you through the victory, it'll take a few years, sometimes many years, which is what I was sharing, and I didn't really want to go there tonight. But I saw a vision of myself, and when I saw it, I knew. That's why I asked you guys to pray. Because again, it's not something I enjoy doing, tearing down someone that I love. I don't like to say that. But if I know that I am tearing down the darkness and leaving the person in the arms of the Lord, where his love for them will take over.
Amen.
Ah, that's the clincher. And you need to respect each other, even when the enemy's around. Even if he's using somebody that you don't understand, you need to respect them because their spirit hears you. Their spirit hears you. And you're to focus on their spirit, not on the darkness. So if you have nothing to say, say nothing. Zippers are available for mouths and duct tape, etc., 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 right? And if you need to wear it after 1 year or 2 years or whatever, don't look at how long it needs to be, because it'll take whatever it takes. But I can guarantee you, if he took me through, he can take you and us through.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yep.
He can take, he, not me, he. Relying on his love for us will take us to whatever destination he has planned. You say, well, my case is different. It's supposed to be different. Amen? 17, in this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment because in this world we are like him. In this world, we're like Jesus. Ah, come on, Kim. I'm not like Jesus. Oh, yes, you are. You may have some up days and you may have some very down days. He had some up days and he had some down days. Why do you think he ran to the mountain to get away from everybody? Why? The pressure was so intense. Why did he rise in the middle of the night to intercede so he could make it through the next day? Eighteen is a real clincher. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment and torment. I added torment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Take that one to the bank. You will never be perfected if you still bow to fear. He's your adversary. He is your destroyer. And the perfection will not come into play when you're still under the anointing of torment and fear. You better say ouch.
Ouch.
Because you know why? I couldn't take care of the fear. I wanted to, but the darkness would come and the hopelessness would come back. And when I bowed to fear, it made the drudgery of walking one step in front of the other much, much more difficult. And when I concentrated on his love for me and his love for those that I cared for and waited for and prayed and interceded for, at Grace Church of Christ, we always receive communion with hosts. During those years, I would take two hosts. I would put them together like this. And I would put them into the cup. And I would receive them and chew until they became one. I did that year after year after year until it became a reality and we became one. Now I'm working on letting him and I be one. I'm doing my best to have him come in and remain and feel the remain. Not the escape and going back into fear tactics. Not to escape and go back into torment. Not to escape and go back into self-condemnation and criticalness. I've tried to put the box out of commission. Okay? Can I hear an amen out there?
Amen.
All right. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The ones who fear is not made perfect in love. Oh, that! I remember reading that and saying, oh my God. You'll also see it in Revelations 21:8. It might be worth looking at. Revelations 21:8. I didn't think we were going to go there, Lord, but we are. It's only down the road a little bit. Because if you don't see it for yourself, you know what happens? It becomes an opinion. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, and the vile, and the murderers, and the sexually immoral, those who practice the magic arts and the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Say ouch.
Ouch.
I think he's serious when he said you got to get rid of the fear. And the best way to get rid of it is by receiving his perfect love. And believing it. And you know what? When you first receive it, you're going to receive it by faith. It's not going to feel that you have it.
I don't think I ever clicked in me about the fearful part.
Not pretty, is it?
No.
You see where it is?
That's a little scary.
No. Yeah. But it's there.
Yeah, it's there.
2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give me a spirit of timidity or fear.
Amen.
But he gave me power, love, and a sound mind. Why do you think I rehearsed it and got it by, you know, put it into my box so that it would flow down into my heart? Mm-hmm. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Come on, do it together. Love lifted us. Love lifted us. When nothing else could help, love lifted us. Love lifted us. Love lifted us. When nothing else could help, love lifted us. And now may his anointing be upon you as you take this message into your heart, and the grace to carry it out and to believe for that victory for yourself. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Amen.